This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg led a trade delegation to Vietnam and Indonesia, and we'll hear more from the Secretary about the Vietnam portion of the trip next.
Your local radio station keeps you connected to your community. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network provides ag-focused programming to keep your farm business running strong. Together, we bring you the latest markets, weather updates, and policy news. Whether we're in the field or in meeting halls, our team is always out and about gathering the news that's important to you. Powered by Iowa Agriculture, trusted by Iowa farmers. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
Ag Secretary Mike Nagg said the Iowa delegation included commodity leaders and farmers who were focused on expanding demand for Iowa products. And he talks about what they saw when they came to Vietnam.
Yeah, so again, this is a really dynamic market. Vietnam, of course, a little over 100 million people. It is an economy that's really growing. Everybody's seen a little bit of a downtick in their growth, but they're still growing at 5-6% GDP, which is really impressive. And that middle class continues to expand. And so for them, I would say across the board, this market has opportunity. We are selling things like DDGs, a really strong market for us. And ethanol actually is a really strong market. I think the exciting news that happened kind of right around or right before we got there and was breaking and kind of rolling out as we were there was that Vietnam has now published more information about the fact that they are going to go to an E10 ethanol blend in their transportation fuel. And they're going to start implementing that January 1, and it'll take full effect in June, July of this summer. So that's big news because, they've got ethanol in their blend today, but this will take that, it'll put that 10%. It's a 250 million gallon new market for us or increased market for us. And they will try to make some of that themselves, which of course they should do, but they're going to need to and have an opportunity to import ethanol as well. So across the board, there's opportunity there. DDGs, soybean meal, soybean corn, beef, pork is a huge part of their diet. And we don't have very much of that meat market right now. And major competition for us in the marketplace from Australia, from the EU, places like that on the pork side. So we've got some work to do, but we see a lot of upside really across the board in a really dynamic economy.
Nagg also talked about some of the challenges we face in the Vietnam trade market.
We want folks to meet the farmers who are producing these products and that we can be a consistent quality supplier. You can count on us and our quality will stand up to anybody in the world. And what the answer back is that's great, but it's a price sensitive market, meaning if we've got tariffs on our products coming in or we're just more expensive than others, then we're gonna lose out on some of that market share. And unfortunately, that is the case. We're at a disadvantage on a few products, a few tariff lines going into Vietnam. That's the good news is that there was a trade framework that has been signed by the Trump administration. And now there's negotiations ongoing to really round out that free trade agreement or that reciprocal trade agreement. And so where we saw issues where we may have tariffs on U.S. products going into Vietnam, those we believe will be dealt with in this agreement. So I think that was a strong message that we heard was, hey, it's price sensitive. Even a 5% tariff on something puts you out of the marketplace. We've got to resolve those things, and we know that they're on the table.
We have more from Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg up on the website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting. Have a great day.